Have you ever noticed how just having the right tool can completely change an experience, turn something simple into something, well, pretty profound?
Oh, absolutely, like a good pen or the right pair of running shoes.
Exactly. Or maybe a perfectly balanced chef's knife. Well, today we're taking a deep dive into something similar, something that honestly elevates a daily ritual for so many: choosing the perfect teapot. Our mission here is to cut through some of the choices and really tackle a key question for you. Are you leaning towards that timeless, classic elegance of a silver teapot?
Or perhaps the modern feel, the functionality of borosilicate glass.
Right. And it sounds maybe like a small thing, but believe me, the teapot you choose, it can really shift the whole sensory experience of your tea time.
It really can.
So this deep dive, it's based on a pretty comprehensive review comparing these two very distinct styles. We're going to unpack their features, the benefits they bring, even touch on pricing. The goal is simple: arm you with the info you need to figure out which teapot truly fits your tea journey, your preferences.
And we're definitely going, a bit beyond just how they look on the counter.
Yeah.
We'll get into some surprising details, things you might not think about that really matter if you want to elevate your daily cup, how materials affect flavor, how you interact with it.
Okay, let's start with the first one. The silver teapot. It's got this long-standing reputation, hasn't it? Luxury, tradition.
Centuries of it.
When you think about that heritage, what is it about silver, really, beyond just the shine, that makes it such a, well, a classic tea choice? Looking at the features, silver teapots have some really compelling points. First, that heat retention, it's kind of legendary, right? Keeps tea properly warm for ages.
Significantly longer, yeah.
And they're usually made from pure silver or, good quality silver plate. And this is silver has natural antibacterial properties.
That's a key point.
Plus, for people who like character, they develop that patina over time, that sort of richness.
That beautiful oxidation that deepens the look. Tells a story. Lots of people love that.
Definitely. Price-wise, you're looking at, well, maybe starting around $3 for something small and plated, up to maybe $125 or so for solid silver.
And what's really fascinating here, maybe less obvious, is why a serious tea drinker might go for silver beyond just looking impressive.
Right.
Silver's thermal properties, how it conducts heat, it actually interacts subtly with compounds in darker teas. Think blacks, oolongs, pu-erh's.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, it can sort of soften any harshness, any astringency, while bringing out the deeper, maybe earthier or maltier notes. It's like it rounds out the flavor.
Ah, okay. So it actually affects the taste profile.
It can, yes,
Yeah.
enhances the complexity. And you mentioned the antibacterial thing. Silver releases tiny amounts of ions. It's called an oligodynamic effect.
Yeah.
Basically, it adds a layer of hygiene,
Yeah.
very clean brewing,
Gotcha.
and they last. Properly cared for, a silver teapot can be an heirloom, genuinely.
Okay, so summing up silver, stunning, timeless look, fantastic heat retention, those natural antibacterial qualities, big pros. On the other side, the main things to think about are, well, they do need regular polishing to keep that shine.
Yep, that's the trade-off for the gleam.
And they can be, a bigger investment up front compared to some other materials.
True.
All right, let's pivot. Completely different direction now. Borosilicate glass teapots. These are really seen as the modern, versatile option.
Very popular now.
If your tea ritual is as much about watching the process, the visual journey, then this is probably going to appeal to you.
Absolutely.
So the basics, they're made from this special heat-resistant glass. Borosilicate, it has boron in it, makes it tough against thermal shock.
Meaning you can pour boiling water right in, no worries about cracking like normal glass.
Exactly. And the big draw for many is that transparency. It's crystal clear. You can literally watch your tea leaves unfurl steep.
Which is amazing for blooming teas, those ones that open up like flowers. It's a whole show.
It really is. Another huge plus. Glass doesn't hold on to flavors from old brews. It's non-porous.
So you can switch from, say, a strong black tea to a delicate white tea. Without any taste carrying over. Really versatile.
Yeah. And they're generally pretty lightweight, easy to handle, price point, usually somewhere between, say, $8 up to maybe $110 or more for fancier designs or larger sizes.
And that transparency, it raises an important point, doesn't it? Why does seeing it matter so much beyond just looking nice?
Good question.
Well, for those really delicate teas, greens, whites, those blooming ones we mentioned, actually seeing the color develop, seeing the infusion happen, is kind of crucial.
Ah, so you can judge the strength visually.
Precisely. You know exactly when to pull the leaves out to avoid it getting bitter or too strong. You capture those lighter notes perfectly.
Makes sense.
And because it doesn't keep old flavors, like we said, you can really appreciate the subtle differences between each type of tea you try. That versatility is a huge attraction for people exploring different teas.
Yeah, I can see that.
For me, it's not just practical either. Watching it happen, that steeping process, it can be quite meditative.
Okay, so for borosilicate glass, pros are that modern, sleek look, lightweight, super easy to clean, and perfect for watching your tea steep, especially those visual ones. The downsides, though, well, they are glass, so they're more fragile. Gotta handle them carefully.
You definitely need a bit more care there.
And they generally don't hold heat quite as well as metal teapots like silver. The tea might cool down a bit faster.
That's the main performance difference, yeah.
Yeah.
Less insulation.
All right. So we've laid out both sides, looked at silver, looked at glass, lots of great info. What does this all mean for you listening right now? How do you actually choose?
Yeah, stepping back, looking at the bigger picture, it really it boils down to your personal tea habits, your ritual, what you value most.
Okay.
So if you're someone who cherishes tradition, wants that superior heat retention, especially for darker, stronger teas, and you appreciate materials that kind of age gracefully,
Oh.
plus the antibacterial aspect,
Mm-hmm.
then silver is probably calling your name.
Right. Leans towards tradition and performance for certain teas.
Exactly. But if you find yourself drawn more to modern design, you love watching the visual process of brewing, and you really value being able to easily switch between lots of different tea types without any flavor mixing.
Then the borosilicate glass sounds like the perfect match.
It's likely going to be a perfect fit, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, both are excellent choices. They're
Yeah.
just, well, they're crafted for quite different approaches to enjoying tea.
Absolutely. So it confirms there isn't one single best teapot out there.
Nope.
It's about finding the best one for your specific way of making and enjoying tea, your ritual.
And that's really the thought we want to leave you with. A teapot is, it's so much more than just a container. The material you choose doesn't just affect the practical stuff like heat or flavor transfer. It genuinely shapes the whole sensory experience, the aesthetic part of your daily tea moment.
How it feels, how it looks.
Yeah, how you connect with the tea, how it feels in your hand, the story maybe it tells, what you see happening inside, it all adds up.
That's a great point. So think about that. What stands out to you about how these choices shape the experience of tea? Maybe beyond just the taste, beyond even the brewing practicalities, something to ponder for your next cup.